Healthy Heart
Welcome to the Healthy Heart Show, where we're touching the matters of your heart. I am your host, Alicia Lewis Potter. Let's get healthy.
It's the Healthy Heart Show, Heart Show, Heart Show. Touching the matters of your heart with Alicia. Start. It's the Healthy Heart Show, Heart Show, Heart Show. Touching the matters of your heart, helping you get your new start. It's the Healthy Heart Show. Touching the matters of your heart, helping you get your new start. It's the Healthy Heart Show.
And welcome to the Healthy Heart Show. I am your host, Alicia Lewis Potter. Thanks for tuning in from wherever you are listening to all around the world. Shout out to our listeners out there in South Africa. What's up, South Korea? And my girls out there in Kingston, Jamaica. Welcome to the Healthy Heart Show from wherever you're listening to all around the country. We're so glad that you decide to bring us into your cars, into your living rooms. Hey, maybe into your shower. I don't know. Wherever you listen to us from. It's your girl, Alicia Lewis Potter, here, and I'm so excited about tonight's segment. Tonight, we're talking all things business. Yes, all things business. Have you ever, like, had this passion to do something, but maybe something else was keeping you from it? I don't know, fear, or just you've always been kind of where you are, so that's what you're used to, so you use that as excuses not to get any further, right? Well, we're going to address all those things today. Healthy Heart Show is on location. We're on our way to Baltimore for a business, all-day business empowerment session, and the theme is to, you know, pretty much learn how to build to make bold steps toward building your financial future. We're going to talk about a business model that a few good people that I'm with today, all under the age of 35, mind you, well, except for me, but who cares about that, who are doing for themselves, right? And so I'm excited to bring you into their worlds in hopes that they would encourage you and empower you and inspire you. But first, we're going to have some music. You know, we're always bringing you the greatest music off the Christian Billboard charts. Here's a little bit of Fred Hammond, and you don't want to go anywhere. Tell your friends, your family, tune in to the Healthy Heart Show. We'll be right back with some great people for you to talk to right after this.
Come on! That's right. What you saying? You're saying what? You better go get your hat and come on! Just said yes, and here's the reason. He saw me up there all alone, so for my sin he did atone. He purchased me, I'm not my own, I wanna please him. So now I serve him, who brought me and is able to keep me up together in the presence of his glory. I found for my life his good and perfect purpose was designed to bring me to the place where he had made of me. So I want my destiny, yeah.
Can't settle for nothing short.
Nothing short of what you want me to be. I want me to be, cause I want
it.
Shelf. He did not die just for his health. And with the time we have, this way's not all on selfish reasons. But we must seek to please him first. Find his will upon the earth. And they look back from death to birth. They'll say they've seen him. So we must serve him who brought us and enabled people up together in the presence of his glory. We find for our lives his good and perfect purpose was designed to bring us to the place where he needs us to be. Do you want your destiny? Come on.
We are headed to Baltimore, Maryland, to the DoubleTree by Hilton for an audacious August event. For great company, I got some great people that I'm riding with that I'm just so humbled to be around. You know, Les Brown said, if you're the smartest person in the group, you better get another group, right? So you got to have people around you that are smarter than you so that you can learn from them. So, you know, again, we're talking all things business tonight on our show. Later on, we're going to talk to an awesome young lady who's doing some great things in her local community. She'll be featured at the Baltimore Fashion Week in August. We'll talk to her a little bit later in the segment. But right now, I got with me Mr. Sherwood Sharp. He is an executive director with a company called Legal Shield. And so he's going to tell us a little bit, first of all, just about himself. And why this man is an entrepreneur mogul, might I tell you. I don't know how he sleeps, how he eats, how he finds time to even go shopping. I'm sure he has an app on his phone that helps him with that. But Sherwood, I want to welcome you to the Healthy Heart Show, sir.
Thank you for having me, Alicia.
So let's talk business. You've been in business for yourself, total, like how long? And we're not talking about how many businesses yet, but just how long have you, you're 32 years old, so you're still young. How long have you been in business for you?
I've been in business since 13 years old. At the time I grew a mustache, I understood it was time for me to start my business. My story started with a pair of clippers in my mother's bathroom for about 2 hours, trying to shape up my mustache, and that, you know, later blossomed into a thriving career in the hair care industry, and I've been loving it ever since. Professionally, for the past 12 years, I've been a barber, but my other side of entrepreneurship started when I was in college, when I was introduced to this company, Legal Shield, at the ripe old age of 18 years old. Never thought that I would need access to an attorney, but quickly found out how important it was to have an attorney after using the service. When I was 18, my third week of my second semester in college, and after using the services, it saved me $500 my first time using it. So I quickly understood that everybody could use this service, a lot of my friends and family, and we pretty much shared it with everybody and had a lot of success at a very, very rapid pace. So that was pretty much the second half of my entrepreneur career, which was with Legal Shield. And that is still having my passion with barbering, been doing that again for about 19 years now.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I grew up in a household with a cosmetologist, so I totally can relate, you know, to the business of the hair care industry. And so you talk about how you started a new business journey when you were 18. You know, not a lot of young people. Talk about that. Talk about how important it is for young people to give themselves options when it comes to streams of income. Let me ask it that way.
Well, the thing about multiple streams of income, most people get it confused. And the best way I can clear that up as far as having good, solid multiple streams of income is by reading a book that I read early on in my career, which was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he talks about being an employee, being self-employed, being a business owner, and being an investment. It's part of the four quadrants. You'll get to those details as you read the book. Again, it's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. I read that book when I was 18 years old. Truly has changed my life. He's got a bunch of books that you can read, number one bestsellers. So anytime you see a purple and black book with a guy named Robert Kiyosaki on it, you want to pick that up.
Robert Kiyosaki is a really powerful force. I remember reading his book. Unlike you, I don't remember how old I was. When you get 40, something starts happening with the memory situation here. But I remember my paradigm changing when I read that book because, like you said, you know, Rich Dad wasn't his dad. It was a young man that inspired him to go into the business of real estate and create wealth for himself and things of that nature. But his father's mentality was, if you just work hard, stay on the same job, retire from that job and get your retirement, you're set, you're straight, you know? And many people do feel that way until they lose the job.
Well, I'll be honest with you, in today's economy, the way things are going now, most people, statistically speaking, do not want to be at their job for more than 3 to 5 years. So they constantly keep their resume dusted off, if you will. They're constantly shopping the app around to try to see who's going to pick them up. And again, if we take a step back and talk about multiple streams of income, most people are always looking for a second job, but they don't want a second boss. You know, they don't want to put in twice the work. You know, so it's hard to say, hey, look, the average millionaire has anywhere between 7 to 8 multiple streams of income. But who wants to have 7 or 8 jobs? Nobody. So you have to get into the other side of the quadrant, which Robert Kiyosaki talks about, which is investing. You know, finding ways to either leverage yourself or have your money working for you. You know, so we always have our plan A, which is our job. But again, if that rug kind of slips from under our feet, we're stuck with nothing, because most people don't open their mind to the opportunities that come in front of them all the time. And we always talk about the difference between being poor and being broke. Most people say, well, look, I'm poor. No, well, you may be, you know, because poor stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly.
But wow,
broke,
I like that.
Yeah, broke is temporary. You know, it's just a mindset. You know, so we just talk about those things in our conferences and just getting people open to the idea of having something that'll work for them, creating a leverage opportunity, which this business model will provide for you. You know, even in my shop, I always think about, you know, the owner of the shop. You know, he doesn't have to cut hair. but yet he makes more money than all of us. Why? Because he's leveraged himself. You know,
That's because he just owns the shop, right?
And absolutely.
You all pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know.
Yeah. Can we address the elephant in the car, right? In people's lives, the elephant in the room for them is this thing called fear. People have a fear of relying on a business for income. Why? Because, well, you know, with the job, you have guaranteed I'm getting that check on the 15th and the 30th of the month. Right? I got the FICA. FICA gonna make sure he take his money out, and Uncle Sam gonna take his money out, but at least I get health insurance. We're in a season now where the health insurance market is a little upside down, you know, with the Affordable Care Act, and business owners rely on that. But you don't, hey, you gotta worry about that when you got a job. So speak to those people who, I'm unhappy with my job, but I'm so scared to move out and start my own business, because what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I can't create the income that I had when I was working?
Well, there's a couple of things that I thought about. I saw a quote one day, and you know, it kind of broke it down when it came to fear as an acronym. It said you can pretty much forget everything and run, or you can face everything and rise. You know, again, you can forget everything and run, or you can face everything and rise. It's really about how you think about fear. You know, you kind of use fear as a propeller to step into your dreams and your destiny. You know, I understood that for me, it wasn't many options. I had to look to my left and look to my right and look at my coworkers. You know, they were significantly older than me, definitely at retirement age. You know, a gentleman to my left was 70 years old. I said, well, look, here's a snapshot of my future. So what else do I have to do? You know, everybody has different situations that they're in. My situation, I didn't have any residual income, which is money that comes in long after I've finished the work. And I didn't have a retirement set up, so I had to have a plan B in place. Again, we always talk about the plan B. For some, we need a plan C and a D. You know, but I had to make it work for me. And most people have to understand that. Look at your options. Go to work Monday through Friday. Look to your left. Look to your right. If you're in a cubicle, look over the ledge of the cubicle and look at your coworker. If you don't see a snapshot of your future, you need to take a closer look, because that's where you're planning on being for the next 20 to 30 years.
That's some amazing advice. You hit a nail there. You know, my mom just turned 70 in September. And I remember when she retired from, now she was an entrepreneur. And we're talking about, I'm kind of alluding to this financial education piece of being an entrepreneur. She didn't really know, because you talked about investing. So there's just so much we need to know about building a solid financial future, not just through the vehicle of business, right? But really knowing how to make your money multiply. So that you're comfortable when you do retire. Today, my mom lives off of Social Security. You know, she built two businesses. She just didn't know. So, tell us about this event that we are on our way to. And when we get there, we're going to hope to speak to some people there. But tell us a little bit about this this lineup that we're headed to today.
Well, the good thing about where we're going to be today is that we're going to take care of the scenario that you talked about earlier, as far as being around people who are pretty much better than you. I'll be honest with you, and we use that term loosely. We don't mean that they're actually better than us. They just put themselves in a position.
In a better position,
right?
Yeah.
They put themselves in different circles that allow them to grow skills that we haven't quite acquired yet. So that's why we're making the trip, you know, to be with a gentleman who's been named 2 times in the past 10 years Entrepreneur of the Year by the National Black Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Darnell So, the Network Vice President of the entire company, one of the top 300 entrepreneurs in the world, not just within our company, but in the world. So when you have that opportunity to be in that association, you have to make the sacrifice, you know, taking off of work. You know, if a person is getting married, I don't know, send them a post on Facebook saying congratulations, you know, please don't die today, you know, because I'm not coming to the funeral. I mean, you just have to make the sacrifice. I joke when I say that, but, you know, I'm kind of serious about it. You know, we have to, you know, kind of not check our schedule, but clear our schedule for things like this because they don't come often. So, you know, again, Mr. Darnell Self has helped over almost now 21 people earn over $1 million from home. You know, I'd like to be in the room with people like that all the time. You know, his organization has helped earn over $400 million over the past 10 years. So that's pretty much the association that we're a part of, and that's the reason why we're making that journey.
That's awesome. So now, what is the theme for today? I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing to the folks. Because I think I'm looking at a different flyer. So what's the theme for today?
The theme for today is to decide, to commit, and to succeed.
Powerful. To decide, to commit, to succeed. That's awesome. Well, Sherwood, you've built a pretty big team, and you are helping a lot of other young people to crystallize their dreams and also to break some cycles in their lives. We're going to talk to some of those young people when we come back right after this. You're listening to the Healthy Heart Show. Stick with us.
Yeah, this is one right here. Silly me, ayy. Reverting back to my old ways. Them got to be in control days. Jump for a prey, yo, I'm headed out the doorway. But I want your way, Yahweh. From dirt roads to highways. You're showing me a beautiful view from this backseat, where there's lots of room, and I never would have seen it if I wasn't rolling with you. So it's time to drive. Buckle up, true behind the wheel. Got my iPhone bumping like dum, da, dum. GPS locked and the map was set. Thought I had it all right till the road went left. Spinning out of control in this Coupe de Ville. Now I'm sitting shotgun, Jesus take the wheel.
I don't wanna be in the backseat.
Don't wanna be
the backseat driver.
Cause I've been trying to find the words to explain the things that you do to me. I love you so bad that it hurts. I'll just sing and worship, but that ain't enough, no.
There's no one I love more than you. I never knew a love like
Back to the Healthy Heart Show. So, Healthy Heart Show is on location. If you're just tuning in, we're on location to Baltimore, Maryland. Well, no, I keep saying Baltimore. Are we going to Baltimore? Are we going to Annapolis? Are we going to Rockville, Bowie? Where are we going?
Rockville.
Okay, I've been saying Baltimore this whole time. Ain't nobody correcting me because it's my show, and they know I can say what I want. And I got the choir in the background saying amen. Okay, so we are going to Rockville, Maryland. It is Audacious August for Legal Shield, a billion-dollar company, and who has created a vehicle for many, many people to be in business for themselves. If you're just joining us, we were talking to Sherwood Sharp. He's an executive director with the company. We'll talk a little bit more about what the company's business model is, but, you know, I've got some pretty dynamic young people. Like I said, everybody in this vehicle is under 35, except for me and my girl to the right. You know, we just catching up. But hey, it's never too late. Folks get married in their 90s. It's never too late to start something new. So Jarrell and Mike, you both have been in the business for about 4 months now. Can you talk to us a little bit about your inspiration to be in business for yourself? Why is that important for you?
Well, I'll say for me, the problem is the economy that we have now, the 40 hours a week for 40 years to live off of 40%, that's just not working anymore, you know. What do you see when you go to Walmart? You see older people that have to come out of retirement to work again just to make ends meet, you know. And I was finding that I was heading in that path, you know. I currently work at a company called Comcast. I'm sure everyone's heard of that before. And, you know, I know people there that's been there for 30 plus years. And, you know, they say, oh, you know, I've been here 30 years like it's some awesome thing. And I'm like, but deep down, there's no way you could really be excited about that, you know. So I had to find another way, you know. So when I saw the information, I had the opportunity to buy my time back, so to speak. You know, I just took advantage, you know, and it's an opportunity to serve the community. And, you know, well, I'll say this too. For me personally, I've struggled trying to find that niche for me. As far as what career path to go, and, you know, I didn't know what to do for a long time. But what I found out through this great personal development program that we have with our company, I found out more about myself, that what my gift is personally, I guess you could say, is adding value to people, you know. And with this company, Legal Shield, greatest company in the world, to have the opportunity to add value, it just meant the world to me. And so it was like second nature, you know, second nature when I had the opportunity to do this. So I'm excited to be able to you know, afford myself to have more time freedom and financial freedom and, you know, to plan ahead. And, you know, I currently have no kids, but my wife and I have decided that if we were to have a child, we're okay with it now. And I want to be around. I don't want to be clocking in, punching in, working on someone else's terms, being told when to go to the bathroom, when I can eat, when I can go spend time with my family. Because the most important commodity today, even more than money, is time.
Yeah.
Because you can't replace it. And so far, you know, I'm 31 years now. 31 years are gone. I'll never be able to replace that. But moving forward, I have opportunity to replace any income that I've ever wasted on, you know, little tedious things, and having more time to spend with my future kids. I'll say kids because, you know, they say once you get one, you know,
you gotta have another. But that's so important. Myself being a parent of a 16 and 17 year old, and the first 13 years of their lives, I was a single parent. Time is important. And, you know, Jarrell, talk a little bit about for you. Is that something you can relate to, just hearing, you know, Mike's reasons why?
Yes. I actually have two children, a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old, one boy, one girl. And I'd actually got to the point where I was missing time out with them, working so much, also juggling ministry as well, because being the youth pastor at the church is having to juggle that, you know, marriage, parenting, and ministry. So I found where I was at times getting up to get ready for work, and they were asleep, and coming home, and they're asleep.
Yeah.
And for me, I begin to just feel the time loss. And I always told my wife, I said, I never want our children to grow up saying, well, you know, yeah, Dad provided for us, but
he was never there.
He was never there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, before this opportunity was shared, you know, my wife and I, you know, had talked. I said, you know, there's got to be a change. There's got to be a better way. I don't want to just provide. I want time with them. I want to be able to spend quality time and give my daughter, you know, the father-daughter time, my son, the son time, father-son time that he needs to develop into the young man that I would want him to become. And my daughter had started sharing with my wife, you know, when is Dad going to come home? So, you know, it pierced my heart and humbled me when my little girl, 7 years old, came to me and asked me that. And my answer to her was, well, you know, just pray. And in my mind, I'm knowing something's got to change. Something has to change. And I'm telling you, actually, Mr. Curtis came to me and provided the opportunity. And it just made sense. And it was that open door that we had prayed for.
That's powerful. The open door that you prayed for. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the opportunity, Sherwood. Tell us about the opportunity that Legal Shield provides. And what is Legal Shield?
Well, first and foremost, the opportunity that Legal Shield provides is a developmental program. It's kind of disguised in a compensation plan to change your life. The skill set that you acquire from Legal Shield will be top notch. You know, there are a lot of industry leaders that come from other companies that partner with Legal Shield just for the training. There are people who come out of Legal Shield and bring so much to the table to the other industries that they go to, based off what we have here with Legal Shield. Now, just to talk about how the company operates, what we do, and why so many people are joining us right now, and pretty much giving us affordable access to a system that we have been priced out of for so many years, which is the justice system. You know, we all know the true color of justice is not really black or white, but it's green. You know, how much can you afford? And average cost of an attorney right now is anywhere between over $200 to $500 an hour. Most people only make $13 an hour on average all across the board. So we pretty much don't deem our situations as legal situations because we can't afford it. So Legal Shield, simply put, it levels the playing field and giving us access for about $1 a day. You can have access to your own law firm, and no matter where you live in the country, you'll be covered with our legal services, and also identity theft monitoring services, because nobody has somebody on their back like Kroll. When the number one leading risk consulting firm in the world has our back, monitoring our entire identity, not just our credit cards, but our entire lifestyle, emails, passports, you name it, we've got you covered. So it's a complete umbrella protection for you, your family, and your business.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you say to people that say, well, I haven't ever had to talk to an attorney about anything, so I don't think I'd need anything like that.
Well, the average person is going to encounter a legal situation about 4 to 6 times per year, with about one of those being severe. Now, the first person we do talk to, we talk to our mother, our father, if we feel comfortable discussing those situations, or maybe another family member. But to be honest with you, we don't feel like sharing those situations with everybody. So we pretty much hope that they go away. We sweep them under the rug, again, because we don't think about an attorney because of the costs that are associated. But when you don't have to worry about spending a dime after a consultation with a lawyer, you now start thinking about legal situations that are happening in your life right now. You're like, you know what? I can call the law firm for this. I haven't got my will prepared. You know, there was something that happened at the school. I would like to return the defective product that the company said that they wouldn't exchange for me, right? Those are now legal situations that we can take care of with Legal Shield.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, for a dollar a day. I mean, I remember... I remember sitting before an attorney, oh gosh, I was really, really young, pregnant with my second child, and I had a legal situation because of my pregnancy with an employer, and I just felt lost and needed direction. That attorney wanted a check for $295 before he would sit down in the chair. I was already sitting down at the table waiting to talk to him. He said, can I have the check first? It was like, then he told me he couldn't help me after I gave him that $295 check, I tell you. I look at the Legal Shield opportunity as car insurance, right? You've been a good driver all your life, never had an accident, but the day you do, you know you can call Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, Allstate, whoever you have, and you can file a claim. So I say to my audience, if you're thinking, you know, I don't need that stuff, you don't need it today, well, you need it next month. And if you don't have a will, and when the Lord decides to take the last breath out your lungs, and now your family got to fight over how to pay for you, not even how to pay for your funeral, who's going to get the house, and who's going to get the red couch by the door, and the mirror, everybody's fighting over the mirror or the wall because you didn't leave instructions via a legal instrument called a will. And guess what's going to happen when you don't do that? The state will decide who gets your stuff. It's called escheat. They will confiscate the property. They will create an estate, and they decide who gets your stuff. Do you really want that? So if you have questions, you need to... reach out to my buddy here, Sherwood Sharp. Sherwood Sharp, tell them how they can get in touch with you or anyone on the Legal Shield team who they may have some questions, want more information, or is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are several different ways to get in contact with us. It's by direct phone number. My personal phone number is 443-366-3357. But Ms. Potter, I'd like for them to have access to you personally. So if you don't mind
giving me, so kind.
Yeah, give them your number as well. If there's any questions that can't be answered by the both of us, you know, make sure we get you in touch with those who can. So if you want to give them your information.
Yes, I certainly can. And so, listen, the Healthy Heart Show is on Facebook. First of all, like us on Facebook as the Healthy Heart Show with Alicia Lewis Potter. You can reach me at healthyheartshow@gmail.com. That's healthyheartshow@gmail.com. Or just call me directly, 302-465-6343. Yes, I just joined this awesome team myself because I believe in the opportunity. My husband and I used the services of Legal Shield. We needed an attorney at least 3 times in the 2 years we had it. And we were very, very grateful. So just some shout outs to the rest of your team in the car, Mr. Devin and Miss Shauna. Is there anything that you would like to add to what any of your other team members have said today? How about you, Devin? He said Sherwood said it all, and I'm sure Shauna feels the same way. All right, so when we get to Rockville, not Baltimore, we're going to bring you into some of what's going to be going on there, and we'll meet some more great people there. You're listening to the Healthy Heart Show. This is a Healthy Heart Show exclusive special, all things business, and later on in the show, you're going to hear my guest, Carmen Scott from Carmen Scott Designs, talk a little bit about how she was inspired to fulfill her dreams as a fashion designer. She'll be featured at Baltimore Fashion Week
next Sunday, August the 13th, so you don't want to miss it. Don't you change that dial. Don't you turn that phone off. You're listening to The Healthy Heart Show. We'll be right back. So welcome back to the Healthy Heart Show. We are in Rockville, Maryland. We're at a financial empowerment conference seminar all about how to build wealth for your family and how to be financially independent. We're going to walk around and talk to some people that are here today and see if we can find out why they're here, why it's important for them to be here today. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
So my name is Alicia with the Healthy Heart Show, and you're live on my microphone. I'm talking to people today about why they're here, why it's important for you to be here today.
Why am I here, important to be here with Legal Shield? Well, I've been with the company since 2000, and I've never missed a beat. I am passionate about this membership. The camaraderie is awesome. The business is like no other, and I'm not going anywhere. So it's important when I can come and learn and be around people with like minds and want to help and protect people. That's why.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And what's your name?
My name is Tracy Valentine.
Hi, Tracy Valentine. Thanks so
nice
much for sharing
you.
Your thoughts with the Healthy
All
Heart
right.
Show.
Right. Thank you.
Well, so we're going to walk around and talk to a few more people. You can hear some music in the background. They have some dynamic speakers today, really talking all about, financial freedom and why that's important to them. And then we heard from some people that, they just pretty much started this business on a part-time basis and became millionaires. I'm not sure how that happens. I think that happens by just being determined and open.
And we're talking today all things business on the Healthy Heart Show, really talking about how important it is to think about your financial future. I don't know where the Westrum is. That's a good question. Yeah, I'm standing outside in the lobby in the doorway looking like I'm a host. I'm just looking for people I can grab and interview. And so, yeah. Hey, Lisa. You look really excited. Hi, I'm Alicia from the Healthy Heart Show.
Hi, Alicia from the Healthy Heart Show.
Well, I'm a new associate, so I'm here today just like you. Now, yes. Are you a guest or are you an associate?
I'm a guest, actually.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. So,
I'm her guest.
You're her guest. All right, so tell us why you came here today.
I came here to get some, to support my friend. Yes. She said no.
How are you?
To support my friend and get some other information about the company and the union.
That's awesome. Now, sir, you were up on that stage talking about, first of all, I'm Alicia with the Healthy Heart Show. I don't have my badge on today. I'm wearing different hats today, but I'm covering this event live for my audience. And so you talked about being able to stay at home with your family through the vehicle of Legal Shield. And can you just expound a little bit more about how that opportunity happened for you and your wife?
No problem. And I'm not married.
Oh, I have okay. A 12-year-old that was the other daughter. Guy. That was the other bald head guy.
Yes.
You have a 12-year-old. Okay, so tell us a little bit about how the opportunity created a platform for you to help people, but then also for you to become financially independent.
Well, I mean, like I shared in my story, I started to become a doctor at Howard, and I was very skeptical initially and came across Legal Shield. I thought it was one of those get-rich-quick type deals. And
right. Well, people think that about
I mean, but I always share with people when you educate, when you understand the industry, and I'll give you a good example. When you think about Coca-Cola, when you think about MCI, it was word-of-mouth advertising. When you think about real estate, it's word-of-mouth advertising. You know, so because of Legal Shield, it allowed me to bless and help a lot of other people. Just by educating, you could create a lot of wealth. But if you find align yourself in a system that's going to help people, and it's legit.
Yeah.
So we have the American Bar Association endorsing what we're doing, Attorney General's endorsing what we're doing, the Federal Trade Commission endorsing what we're doing. And you align yourself up with something with great people. That's how.
That's powerful.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
So, you know, with anything, you have to do your research, be open. We're highlighting this company today because, like you heard the gentleman just say, they are helping a lot of people. And I guess that's just, the double blessing to be able to have a way that you can have an additional stream of income. I'm coming to you. Additional stream of income and also help people at the same time. Miss Truline, is that how I say your name? I'm good at with putting people on the spot, Miss Truline. My name's Alicia from the Healthy Heart Show.
Oh, yes.
But I'm also a new associate with Legal Shield.
Wonderful.
My husband and I were members. We used the service. We needed it. We had a great experience, and so here we are on the other side. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience and what inspired you to be a part of this awesome business?
Okay. Well, what inspired me was when it was brought to me many years ago, it was prepaid legal services.
Yes, I remember that. I actually had it through my job when I worked for Goodwill in 2007.
Okay. And so at that time, I needed the services, and one person who was my godfather actually introduced the business to me because I needed services. I was a new single mom.
Let's come over here. I think we're picking up other voices. So go ahead.
I was a new single mom, and I just really needed the services for myself, and then learn about the opportunity to make money. And that was a big thing because I needed that second income being a single mom. And I was working two jobs at the time, so I wasn't spending any time with my son.
Single mothers.
Yes.
Single mothers. And so, because that's real. I was a single mom 13 years. And it's just survival. You're out there to survive and create money to take care of your kids, but then you're out of their lives because you're away working so much.
And that's exactly what I was doing. I saw my son in the morning when I took him to daycare. He was asleep. And when I picked him up at 10, sometimes 11 o'clock at night, he was still asleep. And that was our life for months. Because, like I said, I was newly single and I was trying to make ends meet, but be a good mom and provide as well. But I was having no time with him. So this provided me the services that I needed and giving me the time freedom.
I love it.
So
it's Trulene. Thank you so much.
Right, thank
let
you.
Let me grab you by the elbow.
Yes.
And yank you into my show. Love it. Thank you so much. All right. So, yeah, we're on like a little 5-minute break. And just a lot of people here today, young and young at heart. And everybody's smiling and happy. And that's what happens when you come together for the same purpose, the same mind, and you feel empowered by others around you. And we just want to encourage our listeners out there to know that if you have, a dream to start your own business, you don't know where to start, there's opportunities out there, you know, for you to connect and collaborate with others that will help you grow a business that will fit you. It took me a while to really find a good business to fit my heart and passion for the community. How are you? I promise you I'm not talking to myself. She's looking at me like, are you talking to yourself? So it's a reporter and you're live on the Healthy Heart Show. And my name is Alicia. I got you. But I have no tricks up my sleeve. So I am here with a team of mine that I've just joined. But I'm also a radio show host. And so I just wanted to capture the energy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So what's your name?
I'm Tammy.
Tammy, tell me why you're here today and a little bit about what Legal Shield Business means to you.
I joined about a month ago. I've been a single mother for about 10 years. My son's going off to college, so I need a little bit of extra income plus that freedom to be able to travel and see him while he's away playing baseball professionally.
I love it. People are using that word a lot today, freedom. And I think that's what, you know, people should understand about being in business for yourself. It gives you the freedom of time. I was telling Miss Trulene, I was a single mom 13 years. And, you know, you're trying to make ends meet, get bills paid, and you do that, and you're away from them. Bills are paid, and you're paying for them to be a part of sports.
I wish
missing.
I learned about this 10 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't have to miss all the
That's
time
right.
with my son.
But we're here now, right?
Yes, we are.
It's never
we're
too
make
late.
It work.
Great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. And so we're going back in now, and stay tuned. We'll see what's going to happen a little bit next, a little bit later, rather. We have some other speakers coming up. And you're listening to the Healthy Heart Show. We are live in Rockville, Maryland at the Legal Shield Empowerment Conference, building a future, learning how to be dedicated, determined, all that wonderful stuff. We'll be right back after this.
Cause
Okay, so welcome back to the Healthy Heart Show. I'm your host, Alicia Lewis Potter. I'm here with Mr. Bill. He is from Weinstock Friedman and Friedman PA. I have to say, I have used their services through this awesome vehicle called Legal Shield, and I want to thank you so much for letting me interview you, Bill.
Sure.
You talked about some powerful things today, mostly about how it's important for your firm to be involved in helping people have access to the justice system who otherwise would not. Can
Correct.
You just expand on that a little bit?
Well, there's sort of a polarity in the legal system where you have access to people who have very, very low incomes, where they can get pro bono resources and state-funded resources, and then you've got the very, very wealthy who have access to really whatever they want because they buy their way in. And there's a very large segment of the population in the middle that just simply can't afford to have that same kind of access. They make too much money to have the pro bono resources, but they don't make nearly enough money to afford what the wealthy can afford. And Legal Shield fills that very substantial gap.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You mentioned that you're able to service 9,000 people in a month.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, we get over 9,000 calls a month per average.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And these are people that continue to utilize.
Correct.
Because they have ongoing situations.
Correct.
That's awesome.
That's correct.
I want to thank you so much for the service that you're providing.
Well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be of service.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm bulletproof because of you, because of you. And now I'm bulletproof because of you, because of you. You love me the way, now I'm not afraid. No matter what the world may say or what they. Control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
welcome back to another healthy edition of the Healthy Heart Show. I'm your host, Alicia Lewis Potter. I'm really excited today to introduce my guest to you, Ms. Carmen Scott of Carmen Scott Designs, yes. Right here out of Salisbury, Maryland. Salisbury, you better be proud. We got some good stock coming out of Salisbury, Maryland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I know I
kind of
just, girl, I know I just pulled you by your coattail today. So why don't you show up to my show? Let's do an interview. Right? Who does that? Alicia Lewis Potter. So I'm really excited. You have a lot of great things going on. I want us to talk about it, and I want you to educate our listeners. So first of all, you're in the design industry. Tell us how you got started.
How I got started. Fashion has always been my passion. I have been into fashion since a little girl. My uncle, he was really big on fashion, a really big fashion fan. He always watched all the fashion shows on TV.
Really?
And of course, when he watched me or babysit me, I was right there watching too, watching all the runway shows. So that is something that I always had a passion to do or some type of way to be around.
Yeah. Wow. Well, just looking at you, I mean, you always seem to just put clothes together well. And so when you started, I guess what inspired you to start getting into fashion as a business then? Because some people, they just like fashion and they like it. But you actually started a design business. Tell us about how you got started.
Okay. Because I'm an artist. I love to draw. I've been drawing since the age of 8.
Wow.
And I can remember in high school where it was around prom season, I had all these ideas that would come into my mind, like, what if I could get a dress like this? Or what if I could get a dress like that? And then eventually, later on in college, I had switched my major to fashion merchandising. And then later on, I had thought to myself, I really would like to become in fashion design.
Wow.
And then I would say, with that passion and that desire, eventually I just started getting visions that I didn't even think of on my own.
Wow.
That definitely inspired me, that I knew just had to be God sent for me to just have design just steadily flowing to my mind that I didn't even think about.
That's
so
amazing.
I know in some type of way in my path that it was meant for me to do fashion.
That's amazing. So do you actually make the fashions that you script out in your, you know, scrapbook or your sketchbook? I mean, like, how does that work? You design, you get someone else to make it.
Well, actually, right now, coming up next week, I will be in Baltimore Fashion Week, and I am making my own clothes.
Wow.
Yes, and this is my first time actually putting the clothes together myself. I was going to get someone else to do them, but then I ran into a local designer. Actually, I didn't even know that she was a local designer until we were at a fashion shop here in Easton.
So it's going off.
We were at a fashion shop here in Easton, and my husband asked the cashier if he knew that someone that could sew.
Wow.
And he pointed out to a lady. She said, "That lady over there, she sews." And I happened to go over there, me and my husband. He said, "Go ahead and ask her." And then I asked her, and I showed her a picture of my design, and she said, "You can do this yourself."
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And she may not know, but that was, like, such a huge
inspiration
for me.
Yeah.
And then when I left, she said, "Well, you know what? Look me up on Facebook." And I believe I'm saying this right. Her name is Dinah Designs. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I followed you on Facebook.
So you already kind of had a connection with her and didn't realize it.
So even though she doesn't know me personally, but that was also, like, someone who inspired me to just go ahead and try myself.
Sure.
And I've been doing it, and everything has been coming along.
That's great. So, like, who does Carmen Scott Designs make fashions for? Who's your niche market?
right now I'm designing clothes for women.
Okay. So is it a type of woman, like full figured or Christian woman, small women, just any woman?
I would say any woman.
Okay, that's awesome. Yes. So, well, let's talk about the Baltimore Fashion Week. This is an exciting, you know, opportunity for you. Is this your first time being a part of such an event?
Okay, I have been in fashion shows before as far as modeling, but I haven't been in any fashion shows designing.
Oh, this is big.
And wow. As far as doing something outside of my hometown, even though it's in Maryland, it's, you know, outside of my community, I'm crossing over to the bridge, going on to the other side of Eastern Shore. So this is a big step for me.
That's great.
Actually, with the fashion, Baltimore Fashion Week, one of my friends had asked me to help her put some outfits together for Baltimore Fashion Week.
Okay.
And she showed me the information, everything that she had to fill out. And then I seen that you could submit your designs. And I said, I might try to submit my own designs.
Oh, my goodness.
I might try this out myself.
So you submitted your designs, and then what happened?
I sent them off, and they asked me to come for an interview and bring three outfits along. So I stayed up all night and made three outfits, and the lady told me, gave me different advice, and she said, well, okay, well, you're in.
Oh, so, my goodness, just like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was so nervous going up, but...
That's great. That's great. What an opportune time for you. So tell us what people can expect if they were to go on to Baltimore Fashion Week, purchase tickets. What are they going to expect to see from Carmen Designs?
I would say something feminine to make a woman feel good. I would say beautiful colors. Just something to make a woman feel beautiful.
I love it. Oh, this is amazing. Well, I'm sure that you are going to be such an inspiration to, you said you grew up on the Eastern Shore,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
So to people that grew up with you or that have watched you over the years, to see you take this big step, like you said, and, you know, go way on the other side, you know, to what seems to you the other side of the world and really put yourself out there is just a remarkable thing. And I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
The Healthy Heart Show. Hopefully we'll be there to cover it. And listen, if you want to attend the Baltimore Fashion Week, it's 7 days of fashion-focused events. It's from August 6th through August the 13th. And you can find more information online at www.baltimore-fashionweek.com. Carmen Scott, it was great to have you in the studio tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure being here. Thank you.
All right.
Stood in all of your glory, and none compared to you. I can't help but speak of the things you've done. So let my life proclaim I am unashamed. I won't hide your name. So
I'm for all.